Hello and welcome to Coffee and Cleavage.
Welcome, everyone.
I'm Lenny.
And I'm Chantal.
And hello, Gary.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Well, today we are going to share some fan stories and questions. Fucking love these.
I do too.
I would like talk about fan stories and questions every single episode if we could.
Yeah, I know. They're fun to talk about. It's just, you know, to read everyone's different experiences.
Yeah. The questions really get me thinking, too. I'm like, wow, that's a great question.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure that I know the answer to that, but let me try.
Yeah.
So should we start with a question or a story?
I don't know. Let's start with the question.
Okay. Question. Okay, I'll start with the bottom question because it's like a nice icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, casual dating versus escorts. You probably spend the same for the same outcome. Escorts and online profiles will tell you if they don't do something specifically and are therefore likely clean. When you date someone, you have no idea how safe or clean they've been. The escort is more like you know what you're going to get. With casual dating, more unpredictable. Thoughts? Love the podcast, girls. You both have amazing and soothing, relaxing voices to listen to and are both beautiful to look at. Love all the topics and can't wait for each new episode.
That was sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. Well, Gary, let's start with you. What do you think?
Casual dating
or escorts? Versus escorts. I mean, those are wildly different.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it depends on what you're kind of looking for.
I mean,
because dating someone that could turn into a relationship, escort is pretty much one thing. So, I mean, I guess an escort, they could act like your girlfriend. I mean, would they do that? Or you just meet them and have sex with them and be like, okay, that's it.
I think that some escorts, you can feel like you're dating them, right? You see them, I mean, you can see them more than once. It's not like a one night stand.
Yeah. I just think escort, because you're paying them.
Well, an escort too, it's like you're paying for someone, you can like pick and choose them in a way.
Wow, Gary, so tell us how you really feel. He's like, now that I think about it, it's like, yes, you have to pay for it, but yes, you also get exactly what you want. In terms of like the degree of cleanliness with being an escort, I don't know if there is some like, you know, regulation on this. I think that it's going to vary. Like, to say that somebody's clean, they could tell you that they're clean, but like, when do they get tested? How often do they get tested? Are they always using protection? Like, I don't know if you exactly know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, I think that you never really know what you're going to get, the truth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, honestly. Whether you're dating someone, whether you're doing a one night stand, or, you know, whether you're with someone and they cheat on you and they give you something. I feel like there's not really a whole lot of control in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of, obviously, practicing safe sex.
Yeah.
You know, outside of that, I don't know if there is a lot of control. It's just like you're always going to be at some type of risk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But in terms of the dating thing, I kind of see the point where it's like, okay, well, you can casually date someone or even one night stand. Whatever, you put this energy out there and you don't know 100% what you're going to get, but you pay somebody and like you know exactly what you're going to get, right?
Mm-hmm.
To a degree.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to get their time. And if you've agreed to sex, then you're going to get that too. You know, but there's also the aspect of, well, it's timed. And when your time is up, they're gone. But some people might like that. It's almost like scheduled dating.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed, you know, for the time to the time, whatever's agreed upon.
Oof.
But most of the time an escort doesn't really like you. They're working.
Yeah.
So
they're working. But maybe they don't. Do you think some people don't care? They just want to feel good and the person makes them feel good and feel special and during that time. And then they're like, okay, going back to work, going to do this. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I just think of it. I mean, I don't know. Do most people, I guess it doesn't matter. Would they pay the same escort all the time? Probably. You know what I mean? Because I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I think it's like a season type thing because like I know people have escorted and like they'll have somebody for a certain amount of time, you know, whether that's like a month or a couple months or maybe it's even a year. you know, they have different clients that they are with for certain time periods or seasons, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and then it's like on to the next. But yeah, it's a job.
Yeah.
You know, you're a job to them. But maybe some people think that that's less work than trying to casually date and find the person.
Yeah.
How think, they want them to behave.
Do you think in hopes they're like, hey, you know, if I pay them for long enough, they'll grow to like me and then they will turn into like this. I don't even have to. They actually like me.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Like Pretty Woman type of scenario.
Yeah, Pretty Woman type of scenario. Yeah, that's what I always think of.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Do people really go into escort, like find an escort for that reason to think it's going to turn into something? Well, I think it's just for simplicity of like, you know what you're going to get. You pay for it. You get it when you want it. And you don't have to have like a, you know, traditional relationship.
What if it's a really rich guy though? And he's like, hey, you know, like I can pretty much give you what you want. And yeah. they're like, hey, okay, I don't have to do this anymore. So, I mean, that's
like a sugar daddy type of thing.
Yeah, more so.
I mean, that's kind of like a Pretty Woman scenario, too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, just like, oh, okay, well, you could just stay here forever and I'll just give you unlimited money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that works for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if typically if that's what people go into it for, trying to find a like a spouse or find a partner. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it just depends.
We need to interview an escort.
Yeah, that would be interesting. And it would also be interesting to interview somebody who like likes having escorts, you know, like why? And the person who sent this message, I'm curious, like, I guess we should ask some questions to this listener. Do you like, have you been with escorts? How many do you prefer escorts over casually dating? Or are you just inquisitive to find out our opinions? Because I feel like there's probably more backstory to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? I think so too.
Yeah, but good question, and thank you for sending it in. Love getting our wheels turning.
Yes. Should we do this other one that's like right up from there?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
It's naughty.
Hi, I was listening to your conversation about this humiliation that I confessed to her that I would love to see her getting fucked by her ex-boyfriend. I had masturbated standing naked outside the washroom while she had a hot video call with her ex-boyfriend inside the washroom. After I confessed my fantasy to my ex, thereafter, whenever she rode me, I used to ask her to narrate her past lovemaking experiences with her ex-boyfriend. What? I used to get so turned on by it, I used to ejaculate prematurely. In one such instance, I mistakenly came inside her. She commanded me to clean her pussy, so I had to lick my cum out of her pussy while she was mischievously smiling at me. I still masturbate every now and then. And then thinking about her laughter, mocking my little dick, and the mischievous smile, although a couple years have passed since that instance.
Wow.
Oh, that's a lot to take in.
Yeah, I love the just watching the reaction on Gary's face as you're reading this. He's like, oh, wow. Like just the different changes. So this is a huge thing. A lot of people are really into, all of the parts of this. This guy has a lot of different things going on. We have the humiliation aspect. Then we also have like the kind of cuckolding situation going on.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people apparently really like to hear about their partner's, you know, previous sexual experiences as a way to like get turned on in the moment. But this is a step further because it also sounds like, you know, also really getting into the humiliation with the mocking and, you know, getting off on kind of being. I don't know if it's humiliating to lick after, but it's like another step.
It's like a power move.
It's a power thing. Yeah. It's about him feeling submissive and her being like demanding and being like, yeah, you get down there and clean that up.
Yeah.
You know, you're fucking bad. How dare you do that? You know, like, I don't know. I think that's some of that's kind of hot. But I don't know about the whole ex-boyfriend thing. Not for me.
I wouldn't get off on that. I don't understand how, I just don't understand how you could get off on your current girlfriend being with their ex.
Yeah.
Like, specifically them too. When you like, I don't know, maybe if it's anyone, but it's like their ex, That's something I just don't understand, because it's like usually you'd want it to be anyone but them.
Except their ex.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but everybody's into different things, definitely. But there is like, I don't know, it's almost like they're breaking their own taboos. Like, oh yeah, tell me about your ex-boyfriend, you know? Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, cuckolding is mostly about a partner your partner's already been with, or somebody that they're currently fucking outside of your relationship that you're aware of and that you want to hear about later. Mm-hmm. And some people take it a step further and watch, or watch a video call, or then take it further and they're in the room watching it.
Yeah.
That would be a different experience.
For sure.
Like standing in the corner watching your fucking girlfriend or wife get fucked by another person. Like... And it's such a different fantasy than the threesome, because a lot of the general fantasy is like, okay, I just want us to have this experience together. But that is like, no, I want to watch you have that experience and I want to get off on it from afar. So it's like so different.
Yeah.
You know? We're all just like mind boggled.
I couldn't be with someone that wanted to see me get fucked by another guy, you know?
Yeah.
I couldn't. I'd feel like they don't care about me, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't understand the whole thing behind that. I don't get it. I mean, I guess...
don't get it for me, but like I see like it's funny because people that are into that think that we're the ones that are being wrong or selfish or we don't care, because they think that they care so much. They care about that person so much that they want them to have the ultimate pleasure, the most pleasure, double, triple, four times, whatever it is, you know, they're like, oh no, I want you to be so, so fulfilled, you know? And then you have the guys who are like the cuckolds that also like stay home. And this, I think, plays into like the, I don't know, fetish or humiliation or what it is, but like they want to be like role reversal and they want to like take care of them and like clean the house and like, oh yeah, I'm at home cleaning the house and she's out on a date and she's getting fucked. And when she gets home, she's going to tell me all about it.
How could they ever please them, then? That's what I don't get.
Because they do. They come back and their way of pleasing them is by allowing them to share that experience with them by telling them all about it while they're also having sex. It's so intriguing to me. I would just love, and we've said this for a while, like we need to have
a cuckold and
a cuckoldress. So both.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe we can add the third person in at some other point and have like all three people. That would be fucking interesting.
That would be.
We need a whole hour for that.
Yeah, we do.
Maybe a two-part, part one, part two. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next story is kind of more of a relationship question, not a sex one after all that naughtiness. Okay, I'm 24 years old and I haven't had sex with my 23-year-old boyfriend in 6 months. Is this fixable? We've been dating for 10 months and haven't had intimacy in 6. Not even activities without penetration, like just making out or cuddling naked. When we started dating, things were awesome and we had it every day. But 3 months in, it suddenly stopped. It's really starting to affect my mental health. I've tried to talk about it to him several times, voicing how it's making me feel neglected. And how can we make a plan to spice things up again? Every time he says it's just stress from work, he's an engineer, and it is what it is. To combat this stress, I've tried to help him with chores around his apartment. I clean, make him dinner, even give him massages, not necessarily for the reward of sex, but because I want him to feel better in general. None of this has really done anything. He refuses to go to therapy, but he went to the doctor and blood draws for deficiencies, testosterone, etc., but everything is perfectly normal. He's also not on any medications that could lower his libido either. I thought I could be the issue, but my weight hasn't changed since we started dating. If anything, I've toned up more in the hopes of looking better for him, but that didn't do anything. I highly doubt he's cheating or has a porn addiction. We don't live together, but I visit a couple days a week and most weekends. He says it's stress, but there's plenty of times when we're lying in bed not doing anything and all I want is to kiss and touch him. The most we do is give a peck on the lips. If I try to do anything more, he makes a joke or changes the subject or does something else. I've tried asking him up front many times and it's always, I'm too tired. But then he'll play League for like 3 hours. It's really starting to hurt me and I feel like I can't connect with him anymore because we are not intimate. I feel like a best friend that comes over and hangs out, but I really want to work on this because I feel like I'm running out of options.
Aww.
That's like sad to me.
It is sad.
Like, damn, she's really going above and beyond trying. Like, this is like she's literally done everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you guys think? Is this fixable? What could be going on? How would you react if you were in this situation?
I mean, personally, I think that's where communication comes in. I get she's talked to him, but it's like, okay, you need to be like, okay, hey, like straight up, like no bullshit. Like, okay, this isn't normal. Like, you not want to have sex with me? Like, I mean, that's where I think.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
Because that's not normal. I mean, you shouldn't, there's an issue with that. I mean, I think that's, you know, I get when you're tired, we just went over this. I feel like when you're tired, it's like, okay, sometimes I understand that. But all the time, but that's not normal.
6 months, three of the months, they've been having no sex.
That should be a huge priority in your relationship too. Sex is so big. It should be like the number one priority. You should never be like, we got to do this though. It's like, no, you should be doing that. And then anything else, like, okay, sex should be first. And then whatever else comes, it's like, okay, we can do that. Like, that's how I think it should be looked at. So, I mean, that's kind of how I look at it. I mean,
he plays games for 3 hours, but he doesn't have the energy to have sex.
I would not be okay with that.
He's just too tired. And, you know, I've had friends who've been in this situation where they live in, I mean, she says they're not living together, but I had a friend who was living with her boyfriend and it was great in the beginning. They had sex all the time. After like a year, he like just wasn't that interested. He's always going out with his friends. His friends are very important to him. You know, he's partying. And when he's home, guess what he's doing? He's staying up all night playing video games. Completely uninterested in sex. And I think you're right, Gary. The number one thing is communication. So although she's tried all these things, and I think these are great things to start with, but I feel like all of this could have been wrapped up in a couple weeks. You know, you try these couple things, you know, and you're trying to make his life easier and you're like, oh, hey, like I did this, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Again, she's like, oh, I even tried to massage him. Not that I was trying to be rewarded with sex, but she did think it might lead to something. I think maybe that's a good place to start. Yeah. But reality is she needs to sit down and be like, hey, you know, I really care about you. I really like, you know, I really like love you if they're in the love stage, you know, and I really enjoy having sex with you. And I'm just wondering what it is that's going on with you as to why you're uninterested. And is there something that we can do, you know, to fix this? Which it did kind of sound like she did kind of ask that, like,
well, especially him being 23. I'm sorry, I think he's probably fucking gay, maybe,
because probably fucking gay.
Yeah, because I mean, at 23, I think of a 23 year old male, they're horny all the fucking time.
Yeah,
it is. So that makes no sense. I mean, something has to be
something
up like that.
Something's going on. And the fact that a lot of women say this, like, oh, and I think this is a wrong statement to make, that I think a lot of people do, is they say, oh, they couldn't be cheating on me. I think that's like just, I think a lot of people are capable of cheating under certain circumstances. And just to think that like, oh, he couldn't ever be cheating on me. It's like,
He's either cheating or he's gay. Or
he's emotionally cheating with somebody else and he feels guilty about it.
Yeah. I'd be curious to ask her, like, is he watching porn?
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's not.
She said she doesn't think it's porn, but it's like, but you guys don't live together and you're together a couple times a week.
But that's not normal to go that long without being like getting horny, being like, okay, I could have sex. I don't want to have sex or jack off to porn. I mean, that's not really normal.
Yeah, I agree. It's not normal. And I'd say that what you should do is fucking have a real, honest, brutal heart to heart. Like, this isn't working for me if there's not a resolution. And you don't have to lead with that. But, you know, that's where I would be coming from. Like, this wouldn't be working for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, I really want to be with you, but we're not being intimate. And I feel like there's...
Like, I feel like I'm just coming on your buddy.
Yeah, I'm hanging out and watching you play fucking video games and cooking for you and cleaning for you. This guy's a fucking maid.
Oh, my God.
Especially when you're not prioritizing shit like that.
It's like... You're not prioritizing any intimacy with her. Like, not even anything. More than a peck on the lips.
That there's too much of the story where I'm like, I don't know. It's just very rare to see that from like especially a 23-year-old male.
Yeah. To me, he's cheating, emotionally cheating, or his attention is elsewhere on porn or something.
Something.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that a lot of sex problems are fixable. I really do. But both people have to want to fix them and admit that there's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just pretend that there's not a problem. And it's just one day you're just going to have sex and it's going to make up for not having sex for 3 to 6 months or whatever. You know, but I think this is a reality and a bigger kind of conversation that we should probably have at another time about like sexless relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
like it's a big thing, and like why it happens and how it happens and how to fix it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, thank you guys again for submitting your stories.
Yes,
we greatly appreciate it. Keep them coming.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and please don't forget to rate and subscribe.
Cheers.
Cheers.